This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hey, it is Free Talk Live as we launch into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As we are broadcasting live from Acapulco, Mexico, with you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us also on our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. We've got four on-air call-in line rooms there that you can select one of them, join the room, and then we'll notice you in there, and we will join you, and you'll be able to be on the air with us and sound like almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us in our beautiful outdoor studio in Acapulco, where we'll be broadcasting from for the next several days and taking your calls as always. If you're just tuning in, we just got off the phones. We'll get back to this green thing when we get a chance to get some of these ridiculous proposals coming from some of the people in D.C. But we just got off the phone with an older gentleman. I think he said he was 80 years old. He was in the Marines. He was deployed out into Korea. At some point, he got arrested in the Philippines and sentenced to 40 years in prison. Managed to escape
for something awful.
In some sort of heroic. Well, who knows what it was? Escape in some sort of manner from his captors and get out.
Well, I don't know that. I'm not saying that he did something awful. I'm just saying the situation must have been awful.
Well, yeah. Anytime you're going and invading somebody else's country, it's probably a pretty awful situation. So
the Philippines was a protector of the United States for quite a long time, and lots of the atrocities that occurred there. But go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know a whole lot about the Philippines. All I know is it's an absolute hellhole as far as I'm concerned right now. And with 100 million people and ridiculous drug laws and ridiculous man, Rodrigo Duterte, who's running the place. But that's a whole other story. The reason I'm recapping here is because the guy who called in, of course, trotted out this mythology that you gotta love the military. And I specifically asked him, I said, can you, because he said, if you don't like it, leave. You know that old line? I said, well, is it possible to love the country but not like the government, but not have any interest in the government? He said, yes,
absolutely,
it's possible.
However,
so then I said, is it possible for you to love the country but dislike the military? And he said, nope, you gotta love the military.
And what is the military except the government?
That's exactly what
it
is.
You know, where do you think they get their funding?
It's a government program.
Who do you think orders them around?
It is one of the most deadly government programs. I mean, I'm against all government coercion. I'm against all monopoly governments, not just the United States one, but all of them around the world. So I'm consistent on that point. And I'm against all the militaries from all around the world as well. Because it's not because I'm against self-defense. I'm in favor of self-defense. It's not because I'm against people coming together to defend each other. I'm in favor of that. You want to defend your neighbors? That's great.
But America will be overrun in an instant by insert whomever.
If we'd all be speaking Japanese, German.
Chinese, German, you pick, if it wasn't for the U.S. military. I mean, if you believe, and this man did, that God created this country, if you believe God created this country, God created this country in a really enviable location.
Mm-hmm.
And geographically, we've got friends in the north and friends in the south. And, as far as the military goes, yeah, to hold U.S. influence, whatever that term means, yeah, you need to project power across the globe. But what is U.S. influence and how does it benefit you and me as citizens or individuals, people in this country?
He couldn't answer that question when you put it to him about what was the...
I thought about this a lot. I really tried to come up with
just
the answers.
Name one conflict was what you asked him to do in the last seven decades that has actually benefited anybody here in the United States. And asked on more than one occasion, he couldn't couldn't answer the question. He admitted he couldn't answer the question, but yet still held firm to his belief that the U.S. military...
And I don't think he's a bad guy. I think he holds some very common beliefs that we all need to examine.
Both of my grandfathers were in the military, and they weren't bad guys.
My father was in the military during Korea, no doubt. I mean, I could very, he would have been about the age of my father, and I'm sure that I could have had a conversation very similar with him. Look, I was a very patriotic sort at one point, and it was my time on the radio looking at news day in and day out from the standpoint of who causes this, who does this, that has changed my opinion on the subject to believe now that not only that patriotism is a negative emotion, that just like anger and fear and these sorts of things, patriotism is a negative emotion. Look, I understand we're inculcated with the notion that it's a good thing, and I came from the same standpoint. I now believe otherwise.
Let's go to Drew.
What are the good results? Here's your question.
Yeah.
What are the good results from patriotism? 855-450-3733.
That's
what
a
are
good
the positive
question.
Results of patriotism? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
All right, let's go to Drew in Tennessee, listening to WGOW either on the FM or AM band. I think we're on both tonight. They're in Chattanooga. Hello, Drew.
Hey there. So this is not a fully fleshed out idea. It just occurred to me as I was listening to you converse with the last caller, so push back on this. But so as I was hearing you talk, I was thinking about somebody who's loyal to, say, their ancestors and the people who came before them for perhaps blind reasons. They were encouraged to honor their ancestors or think fondly of the people who came before them for tradition's sake. And I was thinking of the analogy with the military, thinking of, so if we are all sort of, if the framework for our lives has been laid out before us by our parents and their parents, the people who came over to this country and established roots here, or wherever you live, if our lives are sort of, we've had a niche carved out for us by the people who came before us, then the gratefulness to those people, wouldn't be, directly for any one aspect of our lives specifically, but rather for the fact that we are able to live here now doing everything that we do. And so in the same way, the rule of law that we have, domestically, you know, we can live in the safety and security that we have with the knowing that the police are there to enforce the laws.
Hold on. Let me stop you there. I noticed that you didn't say the freedom that we have, because America is getting less free over time. It was the freest country on the planet at one point, and I will agree with your point up to that, right? Like this, at one point, America was the freest country on earth. And yes, I can see why people respect their ancestors and the people who built this and all that stuff. However, it has become less free over time and continues to slide down the world freedom charts. Also, and this is important, if you look at the, just go on the internet and type in right now, for those who are sitting in front of their computers, type in rule of law list of countries, and you will find the United States isn't even in the top 10 at this point as far as rule of law. It continues to slip down the world.
What does that mean, it's not in the top 10 of rule of law?
Whatever the terminology is that they use, the people who put these charts together, and I can only presume that it's better than the three of us, you, me, and the caller, that they know more than we do on these charts, that the United States is sliding down.
But what are they ranking? I'm not clear on what that means.
Probably the application of law to everybody in the country. Like, Let's take a look for this. When Charlie Rangel, and look, I'm not trying to pick on Democrats, he just comes to mind. When Charlie Rangel was found to be dodging taxes from the United States government, he was censured by the House of Representatives, which is to say, nothing happened to him.
Right.
So when he's found dodging taxes, he doesn't go to Princeton. When you and I do, we do.
Wesley Snipes and whoever else.
Yeah. Right. But Wesley Snipes, on the other hand, did go to prison.
Yeah.
There you have two black guys who dodged taxes. One goes to prison, one didn't. And the operative difference is one works for the government, one doesn't.
I mean, it's hard to
believe. Here's another thing I have never seen when it comes to rule of law. I have never seen a cop pull over another cop and give them a ticket for rolling through a stop sign. But they do this as a fundraising measure all the time on us. And, there's no rule of law in this country.
Yeah. It's a rule of men is what it is.
No argument for me there. I guess this what I'm espousing could be viewed more as an argument for in favor of a military presence in general rather than specifically for the way that our country is operating in the moment. To that point, just like if all of a sudden none of our laws had the force of
violence,
had any force right. behind them, I just right. kind of imagine that our lifestyles might become impossible.
I can see the point. Violence is necessary to protect property, and property is the basis of law. I'm with you.
But we don't need a military to protect.
Even if you cut the military by 90%, we'd be fine.
There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed the country healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Talk Live. You dial toll free to bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms, which you can join over at discord.lrn.fm. I want to say thanks to Freedom Rider, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. He is somebody who supports the show through the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. ampamp.freetalklive.com is where you can go there to sign up for the AMP program at ampamp.freetalklive.com. We continue here with your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Ed, listening in Indianapolis, or rather Franklin, Indiana, to WIBC-FM. Go ahead, Ed.
Yes, I just wanted to say that being in the Air Force for 20 years, I have had the experience of being in different countries.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm going about to say is I know we have problems here in the United States. We're trying to do the best we can to try to resolve those issues, okay? But personally, okay, I have to tell you, sir, that the United States of America is the greatest country in the world. And I say that from personal experience in Honduras when they have patrols pulling the streets. You don't see no army patrols pulling, patrolling the streets out here. Okay?
I see the police in army-looking vehicles in the streets in the United States. They've got armored personnel carriers in my little town of Keene, New Hampshire. They've got at least one.
Well, that's one, but constantly, sir, okay? That's what I'm trying to get to, because they stop you at every checkpoint. And, okay, because I was, like I said, in the military. I was riding what they call a white elephant.
Look, I'm with you, man. Checkpoints are terrible. Haven't you been stopped at a checkpoint in the United States, too? I sure have.
No. I have never been stopped for a checkpoint.
Well, if you were stopped for a checkpoint in the United States, and if it happened to you more than once, would that convince you you were in a police state?
Well, see, now you're talking hypothetical.
No, I'm not.
No, checkpoints are not hypothetical in the United States, sir.
Okay,
I mean, maybe your 20 years in the Air Force kept you out of here, but they do checkpoints for DUIs.
Yeah,
they do
checkpoints. I've been retired back since 1992, and I lived in Frankfurt.
Listen, awesome. I've been stopped in the last decade. I can tell you I've been stopped at six or seven checkpoints.
No. It doesn't have to do with them targeting Mark.
I'm just teasing.
Okay.
Okay, you can turn around. I respect your opinion, okay? I'm not going to debate your opinion.
It's not an opinion as to whether or not there are checkpoints in the United States.
Okay, I'm not going to debate that. But for me, I'm just saying for me. I'm not saying for you or anybody else. Number one, like I said, I've been back retired military in 92.
Yes.
Okay?
You've said
and
that.
I have driven all over the United States, okay?
Now have you done it recently?
Well, I've been, yeah. Shoot,
within the last 15, 20 years? Have you done it within the last 15 years?
Yeah. I've been,
you must have missed the fact that there's permanent checkpoint installation set up, as well as roving checkpoint installations that are set up within 100 miles.
Well, they're on I-10.
Here's what I'd like to tell you to do, Ed. Get on the Internet. And go ahead and look up Border Patrol internal checkpoints. Look them up. There's plenty of videos of people, including Mark Edge, the co-host here sitting across from me. There's a video of you being harassed at one of these checkpoints, being questioned by some officious bureaucrat at one of these checkpoints. Now, whether they're doing it for DUI, which they do, I've been stopped at those up here in New Hampshire, or whether they're doing it for immigration, which they do, which I've also been stopped at in New Hampshire, so it's not just a southern border thing. It's anywhere within 100 miles of the international borders that can set up these checkpoints. And they demand information from people. And that is not something that I consider to be a particularly freedom-friendly thing, Ed. Have you just been talking the whole time? Because I put him on hold. Go ahead.
So, Ed, I've got I'd rather ask a question. Do you think this country that is sliding down the charts of the world freedom charts, economic
all of them.
And liberal and social, that is becoming, the rule of law is becoming less powerful powerful in the United States than it was previously. Do you think that these facts, these aren't opinions, these are people who are paid to do this, making charts. Do you think that these things are any way that you're helping the country become more free and have better rule of law and become a better place to live by extolling the virtues of how the politicians have run our lives up to this point?
I agree with you, but I must say one thing if I can, please.
Then it's not the greatest country if nobody rates it that way.
Sir, because I've been in other countries.
I've been in 30 countries. I've been to 49 states. You can't tell me. You can't use this I've been there thing.
But I have. I have.
So have I.
Well, okay then. So we have a difference of opinion.
No, this has to do with the statistics and the facts that the Cato Institute, the Heritage Foundation. There are multiple different organizations that come out every year with rankings of freedom, comparing the different countries in the world, as many as they can compare. They can't get good information from North Korea, for instance, so it's always at the bottom of the list.
I did just say the United States was the best country in the world for owning guns. I just said that.
But on these charts, it has been going down year after year. The United States is no longer in the top 10, and it's going to drop out of the top 20 at some point if it keeps going in this direction. It was, what, number 17, I think, on the Cato list? So these people, look, they pour over statistics.
Officers or troops coming into my house.
Well, you just lucked out. You lucked out. You got somebody in the background shouting, yeah? Well, you're lucky then, Ed. You're lucky because there's thousands of people in this country, thousands of them. Tens of thousands of them every year that have the police raid their homes. Now, it doesn't matter whether those police are wearing fatigues and calling themselves the military, or whether those police are wearing all dark blue and calling themselves the police. You're still getting your home raided by men with guns who are shouting and shooting, in a lot of cases, and killing the innocent people inside. It is not hard to find these stories. Just because it hasn't happened to you, Ed, doesn't mean it can't happen to you tonight. And it happens all the time. And again, you can go look it up if you want to. I think the last statistic that we talked about within the last few weeks was about 50,000 of these raids. It used to be 40,000 in the last decade. I think it's up to 50,000 per year of these raids. Many of whom, the wrong house, the wrong part of the property, they got the wrong guy, they killed innocent people. Innocent, you know, cops get shot too in these raids, unnecessarily. And what's most of it about? Drugs. This so-called war on drugs.
America used to be the greatest country in the world. All right? I'll agree with you on that. But it doesn't get greater by stroking it. It doesn't get greater by saying, I served in its military. It doesn't get greater by sitting around and saying, this is fine and that's fine. America's going in the wrong direction, and it's because everybody says it's okay. They're patting it on the head and saying, well, it's fine, politicians. It's still the greatest country in the world, in face of the facts. And I'm sorry, I want America to be the greatest country in the world. I really do. But that's going to take something different than what we've been doing up to this point. The generation prior to mine has been saying, we're the greatest generation in the world, and we did it just right. Well, no, they didn't. They instituted a lot of socialist programs. They're stealing money from future generations. This country is $22 trillion in debt, and it did it all while people did fireworks and waved flags.
855, 450 free. Thanks, Ed.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump tweets, his second summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un is set for the 27th and 28th of February in Hanoi. He says, quote, I look forward to seeing Chairman Kim and advancing the cause of peace. There are calls for impeachment for Virginia's lieutenant governor.
I believe these women. He needs to resign immediately. Should the lieutenant governor fail to do so, on Monday, I intend to introduce articles of impeachment.
Patrick Hope, Democratic member of Virginia's House of Delegates. Two women have now come forward to accuse Justin Fairfax of sexual assault. Meanwhile, Virginia's embattled governor, Ralph Northam, is refusing to step down and says he is done defending his past after a racist photo was found on his med school yearbook page. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program here broadcasting from Acapulco, Mexico with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And as we continue here, ended up getting on to the subject of patriotism. And Mark, you'd asked an interesting question earlier. I didn't write it down. It was like, what was the value of patriotism?
What are the positive effects of patriotism? Because we're told our whole lives, I mean, we're manipulated greatly by our patriotism. And I'm not going to say I don't have patriotism. I do. I think, in my heart, I have patriotism for America. There's no doubt.
I have love for freedom, but not love for the government.
I'm with you. I don't think the patriot... Okay.
It is all about the government.
Emotion and logic aren't the same thing,
right,
Ian. And logically, I can understand that the government takes my love for this ethereal thing called a country and uses it to be able to hide behind to do all their nefarious stuff. I know that. It's just that I can, and I can look at the results of this over time. I can see that America is a very patriotic place, and I can see that it was once a very free place. The conclusion that I have come to is that politicians hide behind flags. The reason that they support patriotism is because they understand that the more you're looking at the flag, the more you're pledging allegiance to it, the less you're paying attention to
what
the crap they do.
Right. The guy who was on the phone didn't even know there were checkpoints in the United States. Had no idea. He was like, oh, yeah, they're not raiding my house. Well, they could be. There's no reason why they couldn't.
Well, I think that,
even if you're innocent.
Well, I think that, you know, that at some point or another, you have to have a system for getting in people's houses and looking for evidence. And so I don't have a particular problem with search warrants and that sort of thing. However, the problem is the war on drugs and how it's been perpetuated and the difficulties that have come with the erosion of our constitutional protections, the Fourth and Fifth Amendments, to be specific. And, you know, that's just that's what's going to happen. Police organizations don't like limits. They've never liked limits. And the Founding Fathers saw fit to limit policing organizations. And the results have been an erosion of those limits.
Let's go to the phones to your calls and thoughts. Toll-free number tonight if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. However, I do need to remind you about Liberty Stickers first.
Yeah, Liberty Stickers. If you want to reach out to people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker. You know, people love to read them. Check out the vast selection of witty.
Especially while you're stopped at a checkpoint.
Right. At this checkpoint, people could read your Liberty stickers. The witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic. Liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com.
Let's go to Mike, listening in Georgia. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Mark. How y'all doing?
Hey, Mike. Thanks
All's
for
well.
Being here. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I enjoy your program. I only agree with y'all about 50% of the time. But
that's all right.
I enjoy it. Y'all really stir things up.
I appreciate that. Go ahead.
You made a comment about the greatest generation. I agreed with that. They weren't the greatest generation. They put all these socialist programs in place. They were the ones that actually lost Vietnam for us. And, you know, Richard Nixon was a part of the greatest generation. You know,
I think that's worth pointing out is that Vietnam, I love to point this out, is that these soldiers, they gave their lives, their blood, their sweat, their tears and to win this war, and they did. And then the politicians pulled them out and gave everything up. And this is the problem when you give everything to politicians, like your life, your blood, your sweat, your tears. That's what they do with it. They don't care about it.
Or you fight a war to a draw, like Korea, like Afghanistan, like Syria, or Iraq, number one. I mean, bang. You know, I hope we pull our
Iraq number one. They won the heck out of Iraq number one. They just stopped.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It wasn't total victory. It's like, I don't know. Anyway, guys, I'm going to let you go.
Thanks for the call, Mike. But, you know, just to go back to the other point earlier about what do you get out of it, you get dead Americans. That's what you get out of it. You get people who otherwise would have been productive members of society. All those soldiers who died in Vietnam, all the soldiers who died in, you fill in the blank, Iraq or wherever. These are people who could never have added to the society. They couldn't have brought whatever talents and skills to bear in the marketplace to actually create useful products and services for people and actually do it on a voluntary basis, which is what they would have been doing if they hadn't been over there dying in the dirt or in the mud or wherever it is they ended up perishing. So it's a total loss. It's a complete loss. There's no benefit to it whatsoever. The only people who benefit from it are the politicians and the military brass who, you know, get big paychecks from it. Oh, yeah, and the military-industrial complex who gets loads and loads of money from the taxpayers or straight out of the printing presses.
Yeah, don't forget you have to pay for the mental health treatment of those soldiers and that, what is it, 10 times?
You mean the ones that don't die?
Yeah, 10 times as many veterans commit suicide as they do die in, you know.
Oh, don't worry, Mark. They figured out a way around that. So all they have to do is say that you had the mental health issue before you were in the military and then, therefore, they don't have to cover.
Bingo, bango, they don't take care of their vets. Yeah. And this is another thing that the government does all the time. It's amazing. Vets seem to be the most patriotic people out there. They're the ones
not
that get treated the worst. Not all of them.
Yeah.
I'm just saying seems to be.
You're right. And it's been over decades. It's not like they just started getting treated bad. It's been scandal after scandal after scandal.
Right.
You know, hospitals are in decrepit condition and, you know, you can't get the treatment.
Take a look at the bonus war when the actual U.S. military turned on its veterans who were asking for benefits from World War I.
Yeah.
I mean, this just goes
by turned on, you mean shoot.
And on. Well, yeah, there were people were killed. I'm not entirely sure. The bayonet charges were put in place, but they were, you know,
there weren't a lot of deaths up the bonus.
No, they didn't want to kill these vets. They wanted to get them off the lawn, and stop protesting.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We have Alexander on the line listening in Myrtle Beach to WRNN. Hello, Alexander.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind
really
tonight?
Love your show.
Welcome.
Yeah, thanks, man. I just want to say, like, I've lived in two different places that have really, opposing views about patriotism. You know, I was born and raised in Baltimore City in Maryland, where, you know, there's quite a difference between there and where I am now in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Mm-hmm. And I got to see kind of like the both, the reasons why, you know, I got to see kind of both sides. And, you know, where I am now, I see, you know, the patriotism a lot of your listeners are arguing about, I feel like they're patriotic about the people of America, not the government. And they think that, you know, it's the folks that they know that serve in the military. It's the folks that they know that are these police. And in these communities where I'm at now, I mean, the police are awesome. You know, I don't get stopped for no reason. I police where I live now, you know, it's a beautiful thing. Like I'm, you know, when I see the police, it's not this feeling in my chest. And it's like,
I feel black?
A lot of my name. I'm actually other.
You're other. You're not a white guy.
Do you think they would identify you as other,
or are you just other by your own state?
They would identify me as black. I identify myself as other. My mother's white.
Okay, so they would identify you as black. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
So let me address this. I think it is awesome when I get to feel served by police, and I do often. Now, I do not get identified as black. I don't choose other. I choose to say I have no race. I just, you know, like, that's it. Right. Race hasn't done me any good. I just choose not to use that terminology. I don't have it. However, I live in a world where I understand that people can see race, and they may very well choose to identify me by, you know, the predominant genetics I have, which are, you know, European. Fine. I gotcha. No problem. And when I get stopped by police officers, yep, I usually just get warnings. They treat me very well. I like that. And I know the feeling you're talking about. And I really appreciate it when a cop does their job and does it well.
But what I want to say is, on the other side, I grew up in Baltimore City. And most of the police I dealt with were actually black officers. And I've never been treated like a human being in those situations, you know, and not just white officers too. You know, the race didn't really matter. It was the attitude of the government and of the police.
I think you're touching on something. If you want to stand by, you can. If you have more to say, Alexander, you're touching on something important here. It's not about race. It's about authoritarianism. It's about statism. It's about the idea that they're in control and you'll do what they say or else. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lickochops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving Americans through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're here in Acapulco for day number three of what will be a bunch of days. Right up before we start over at Anarchapulco next week on Thursday. You can go to anarchapulco.com to learn more about that event. Use code FTL to get 10% off your tickets there. Oh, there's something else I wanted to tell you about, and that is the new Free Talk Live clips, video clips. You now have the ability to share some of the great moments from Free Talk Live that have been selected by our video editor, Eric Freerock, who has come out of retirement, and he is back at it creating great Free Talk Live clips and then putting them on YouTube. You can go and subscribe to the channel over at clips.freetalklive.com. That will take you right to the channel. Also, if you follow us on Twitter or our Mastodon or Telegram, so you can go to any one of either Twitter or Toot or telegram.freetalklive.com to get to those social media. We'll also be putting notices up there when the clips go live on YouTube. So hopefully you will get the notice, whether you're subscribed or not, to the YouTube channel. You'll get the heads up on the different topics that are coming up on clips. You know what? We ought to mention on the air what the clips actually are, like for the last day or something like that. If we think about doing it. Now I just thought about it right now, but you know, like what are the ones that that went up today? Because he's been putting up like two or three per day. He's been super busy at it. Certainly not what I was expecting. As far as I figured it'd be like maybe one, but
one per day tops.
He's doing a lot of work on these things, and you know, the fact is the channel had been kind of disused for a number of years, and so I don't know how many of the subscribers are still subscribed or paying attention. So we're basically building it from scratch, and we want to help him do this. We're helping Eric actually build his channel. It's not our channel. It's his. It's called Liberty Bits. But go check it out over at clips.freetalklive.com and hit that subscribe button, and you'll get some cool clips of the show, and then you can share those out to folks, and it's a great way to share Free Talk Live with your friends and family. Maybe get us more people hearing the ideas of freedom.
From 4 hours ago, Hawaii wants to ban cigarettes by 2024.
It's crazy stuff. For everybody. If you're under the age of 100 in Hawaii, if this goes through, you will be prohibited from possessing or selling cigarettes.
11 hours ago, smart meters catching fire.
Yep, check it out over at clips.freetalklive.com. We go back to Alexander, listening in Myrtle Beach. Alexander, you said you've had a variety of experiences with the police, going from being targeted by the police in Baltimore for some very negative experiences to now where you are in Myrtle Beach and having much more pleasant encounters.
Yeah, I mean, thanks for letting me finish my call, man.
Sure.
Yeah, I just, you know, yeah, like here, you know, the police are my neighbors, you know, I mean, quite literally, you know, we have, you know, we watched the Super Bowl together. I've never had an experience like that. You know, I'm 37 years old, you know, and my entire life, I moved here 4 years ago, and my entire life, police have, you know, are this, you know, my experience with that was there were this, you know, like pirate organization that, like, you know, that you ran from. But before you guys, you know, I'm done, I just wanted to make this one statement. I wanted your listeners to look up something. It's different than patriotism, but it's something I think that, you know, America could use, you know, a little of. And it's called voluntarism. Have you ever heard of this?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're voluntarists.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know what? This is like a new term, a new ism that I've just learned about looking on the internet. And you know, I mean, for people that don't know, it's basically, you know, the idea that, you know, all interactions between human beings should be voluntary. You know,
isn't that beautiful?
Wouldn't that be? Yeah, I think that would be
it's so simple. It's also referred to as voluntarism or voluntarism. It depends who you ask. But this is how I define myself as well, and I think it's a wonderful thing, and we need to talk to more people about it, and including folks like the police, because I've had a similar experience to you, Alexander.
I learned the ideas of liberty from law enforcement.
Yes, which is strange, but I guess it's possible. Anything's possible. But I've had a similar experience, at least. Thankfully, I didn't have a bunch of real-life encounters with the police down in Florida, but I didn't like the cops down in Florida at all. They were scary. They were intimidating. And when I moved up to Keene, New Hampshire, and was able to, I did a lot of cop block activity up there in New Hampshire, and was able to connect with the police as human beings. And I stopped seeing them as these mindless automatons working for the state. So my relationship toward them and my attitude toward them has changed. That doesn't mean that I am still not a critic of theirs, because they still need to be criticized. You know, even though you may have had some good experiences there in Myrtle Beach, I guarantee you there are people in that police department who are corrupt and who are rude and who are, you just happen to get lucky.
If you look at the headlines, you'll see that.
Yeah, exactly. Or, you know, talk to some people who are of the poorer, you know, persuasion and see what their encounters
are. You know, this is the difference. You know, where I'm from, there's a very heavy war on drugs in Baltimore City.
Yes.
And see, where I live now is in the city of Myrtle Beach. And there is a drug problem here, you know, especially the old folks and my neighbors, they swear that it's terrible. But, you know, compared to where I'm from, there's not a very huge war on drugs here.
By comparison, there will be a difference. And it is important to understand those differences. And I appreciate your call, Alexander. Thanks for sharing voluntarism with our audience. We love the excuse to talk about that. So thanks for the call tonight, man. And just remember, the police still need to be held accountable, even in smaller towns. And it's a little easier to hold them to account, although they can also turn the tables on you and target you. And, you know, small town cops aren't necessarily less corrupt than their big town brethren. So you just got to keep that in mind. I mean, I just published a story last month at freekeen.com about the cops raiding a man's house who was having a mental break. They didn't need to do what they did. They came in with at least 5 armed officers, with at least one assault rifle, maybe more than one. It's hard to tell from the video. And at least 2 full-body shields, barking dogs outside. They came in with 11 cruisers outside this guy's house. And all he was doing was having a mental break inside his own home by himself. So it was a welfare check that ended up turning into his parents saying they wanted to, do one of these involuntary commitments against him. And after the fact, because I was the only person in the media to cover his story. He reached out to everybody in the media and tried to get attention. He had video of this, you know? He had video of these cops coming in and pointing laser sights at him in his own home. This is in a small town of 25,000, 23,000 people. This unnecessary police response was completely uncalled for.
Yeah, I'm sorry to say modern society is not ready for dealing with mental health issues. We just don't have a good system for it. Maybe they've got it in Europe. I don't know. Maybe Iceland's nailed it down. I couldn't say. I haven't looked into this thoroughly enough. But sending police officers, armed police officers, who are
not compassion.
Yeah, who are scared for their lives all the time.
Yeah. He wasn't armed. There was no evidence he was armed. He hadn't threatened anybody. Hadn't even threatened himself.
I've got to say, I have no interest in going in and seeing a crazy person without carrying a weapon.
There's a difference between carrying a weapon and having an assault rifle pointed at somebody who has not threatened anyone in any way, shape, or form, and coming in with a full-on SWAT raid on somebody's home. When I spoke to him after the fact, he told me if they just sent a couple officers with, normal uniformed officers to his door, he would likely have done whatever it is that they told him to do. But they didn't even try that approach. It was like, whoop, 11 cruisers rolling up. We're going to set up outside. We're going to point a bunch of guns at the house. We're going to make a scene for the entire neighborhood to see. I mean, it was absolutely ridiculous. So if you want to check out that story, just go back to December, search freekeen.com and look for, SWAT. Just search for SWAT or something like that. Just ridiculous. Let's continue here. We got Greg on the line in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Greg.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
All right. So about checkpoints you had spoken earlier. See, to me, I've lived in Southern California where I was very near a checkpoint for the U.S.-Mexico border. But to me, a checkpoint for drunk drivers or a checkpoint for anywhere near the border, it should be a standardized thing, and it shouldn't be something that should upset you so much. To me,
so you're totally fine just being stopped on the roads and questioned by the police?
Do you think it's compatible with the ideas of freedom, whether you like it or not?
For those two reasons, yes. I think there are a lot of corrupt police officers. I think that there's way too much big government. But for those reasons, yes. Partially because driving is not a right you have. It's a privilege. And
how do you think it got to be that way? I mean, you're saying that like it's a fact. And to me, that's just something the government says. They make me pay for their stinking roads, and then they tell me driving a vehicle that I bought on that road is a privilege.
That you paid for.
Yeah, how'd that happen?
I wish we had more time to talk to you, Greg. Feel free to call back in tomorrow. I'd love to continue the conversation, but we're out of time for tonight. But we will be back tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at night Eastern Time.
Driving on the roads that we forced you to pay for is a privilege. Now show us your papers.
Show us your papers.
That's freedom, baby. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us at freetalklive.com. Enjoy your weekends.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.